Sarah didn't sleep at all well that night, constantly turning over the details of that kiss in her mind. She was torn between being delighted that he seemed to want her and horrified that she'd let her guard down and behaved in such an unprofessional way. He was James Morrell. Every woman in the Western world idolized him, yet he was flirting with me, she thought, feeling stupid for even trying to resist. Eventually, she gave up and got up early. She tried to take her mind off things by catching up with some mundane chores, telling herself that she'd need to be organized to deal with the next 3 months of looking after James. Truth was, she spent most of that morning making sure she was impeccably groomed just in case he hadn't been drunk and genuinely liked kissing her. She even spent a good 15 minutes flossing her teeth. Sarah stared at herself in the bathroom mirror, trying to analyze why James was flirting, trying to see what he saw. She regarded herself as decent-looking, some would even say pretty, but not extraordinary. Her brown hair was shiny, but not luscious, and her skin was clear, but not perfectly dewy, like the models you see in cosmetic adverts. If she compared herself with the majority of her peers, she'd be a 9 out of 10, but held up against the supermodels who surrounded celebrities, especially a leading man such as James, she felt as though she'd probably come in at about a 5 or 6. It was a sobering thought.